Shoes and Shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out by the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8.05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, it takes some relentless faith to be a steward. We're so tempted to fall back on our own resources. Is there anybody here that believes your dream is worth fighting for? You know, one of the problems is our adversary, he knows for most people that have been in the Lord any amount of time that he's not going to trip them up on getting drunk or trip them up on using drugs or trip them up on adultery. His weapon is just to get you to sit still and do nothing. He could care less if you show up for church. He knows he ain't worried about you if you go back out in the world. It's unfortunate, but a lot of believers do. So his plan is not really to destroy your faith. It's to paralyze it. It's to neutralize it. It's to make you passive, casual about your Christian walk. It's to get you to take your priority off God and put your priority on life. Ladies and gentlemen, that is killing the church in this culture. Killing the church. We're getting to a place where we're no longer effective. We have an assignment on our lives to reach the next generation, but we can't even think about reaching the next generation because we don't know how to live right ourselves. Because we've become impotent in our faith. I believe God is looking for people with dangerous, relentless, determined faith in their life. I don't want to be a part of a no-risk, no-fault church. I want to take the risk. I do want to poke the devil in the eye. I don't want to hide out in a corner where it don't upset the devil. Just cruise along. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the devil's got me down. Well, no wonder. Listen, there is no promise that is in the kingdom that is risk-free. Faith requires a risk. There is no assignment on your life that is risk-free. God's just looking for somebody that'll say, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe what God says. I'm not going to be neutral anymore. I'm not going to be passive anymore. I'm not going to sit back anymore. I'm not going to be neutralized. I'm going to get out in front of this thing and complete the assignment of God on my life. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to square off at my enemy, and I'm going to stick my finger out, and I'm going to poke it in his eye. I dare you to poke the devil in the eye. Because how many of you know the greatest enemy of the church is passivity? Yeah. It's getting comfortable. Yeah. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to send a comforter to comfort you. To comfort you in your affliction. But how many of you realize today that sometimes the Holy Spirit comes to afflict you in your comfort? To stir you up. To say, get off the pew. Put your shoes on. I've got something for you to do. Hmm? We've been playing churchianity too long in this country. And if we're being honest, how many of you ever been under so much pressure you just feel like quitting? Hmm? I've been there. We got honest people in here this morning, don't we? Amen. That should be almost everybody in here. I've wanted to give up. Man, listen, there was a time in my life I would have quit if I had options. Come on. Amen. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I just wanted to run away and escape.
Oh, yeah.
Can't take it. I'm overwhelmed. Amen. Right when things start getting hard and things start getting tough and everybody's calling you names and people are lying about you all over the community, you start plotting a way to get away. Well, South Carolina is very beautiful this time of year. I heard they were having a construction boom in Tennessee. Maybe I'll go plant a church there where nobody don't know me. Hmm? Amen. That's why we don't need to be patting ourselves on the back.
That's right.
Amen. Because we do go through some tough times. The truth is a lot of us, we didn't have no options. So when we got done crying, God just reached down there with some tissue and dried your little eyes and picked you up and said, get on your feet. And you looked at him and said, okay, I guess I'll try it again, Lord. I keep on going. Because we really didn't know where else to go. How many know if you had other options, there might have been something else you would have done? If you had some other options. Well, let me declare to you this morning, I thank God that He shut the door on your other options. I thank God that He put you down in a corner and that you sit there until you figured a way to crawl up out in faith. Amen. Because in that corner, you had to find out that it's in Him that you live and it's in Him that you move and it's in Him that you have your being. And when you come out this time, you ain't coming out weak and beat up. You're not coming out alone. No. When you come out this time, you're going to come out in the midst of a battle and the enemy is going down. You're coming out with new determination, with a faith that can't be subsided, with a new focus that says, devil, I'm poking you in the eye. Back up, Jack. I've got a plan from God on my life. And you expect God to move again in your life. And you begin to believe God for signs and wonders and miracles. You're no longer passive about your Christian walk. You're no longer just going along to get along. But there's a fire that's burning on the inside of you that cannot be quenched because you got into a place of pressure. And out of that pressure came new life. My God. Because how many of you know God really wants you to be Jesus to this world? God doesn't want me to be Jason to this world. He wants me to be Jesus. If He wanted me to be Jason to the world would be in trouble. Because Jason is a smart aleck that don't know how to shut his mouth. That's why Jason needed Jesus. My God. That's why Jason needed to develop a relentless spirit on the inside of him that said, I don't care what comes my way. I don't care how many times people get upset. I don't care how bad the finances get. I am determined we shall fulfill the dream and the vision of this house. My God. Whew. Hallelujah. So Paul's writing to Timothy. Things have been a little bit difficult for Timothy when he's writing this letter. Since the days of resurrection, people are being persecuted and murdered and whipped and beaten and crucified. He writes to him to remind him of a few things. Look at your neighbor and say, remind me. He begins to zero in on her, bringing back to some of these foundational truths. Because how many of you know you can't go on to maturity until you get the foundation taken care of?
That's right.
A lot of people in the body of Christ building on a cracked foundation. And when the storm comes, the hurricane blows them right out. Like yesterday is gone. Amen. So Paul writes in Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. He says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And these things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. In other words, Timothy, I want you to reproduce what you have learned from me to the next generation. You got to reproduce it for the generations to come. Listen to me carefully this morning. I've said this a few times in church, but how many of you understand that Christianity is only one generation away from being extinct? God has no grandchildren. He only has sons and daughters. If we don't take what we know and pass it to the next generation, the gospel could be lost and we'll have to start all over. God is counting on us to be relentless. The Bible teaches that one generation must declare the works of the Lord to another generation. Joshua was told after he crossed over the Jordan River to get stones out of the middle of the river, out of the middle of the pressure, out of the middle of their mess, out of the middle of the crossing, to pick up stones and bring them up on the shore and build memorial stones. And Joshua said, God, what do you want me to build these memorial stones for? He said, I want you to build memorial stones because when generations to come and see these stones, I want them to know that this is the place where they crossed over into the promised land. I want the story and the testimony to be told. We've got to build some stones, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Because if we don't keep telling the stories, there's no inheritance for the next generation. How many know our fathers' testimonies become our testimonies? They become our inheritance. They're what we pass down to the next generation. That's why it's so important to tell what God has done in your life. And that means all of it. That means getting real. Some of you in here, you ain't never told your children your whole story. You've only told them about all your successes. But you've hidden your failures. That's why when they run up against a problem, they don't know how to handle. They begin to live in a fantasy land because they don't think you've ever been through anything. So therefore, they don't think they ever got to go through anything. And when the world comes at them hard and fast, it knocks them down. Paul said, you must entrust these truths, these mysteries, to a faithful man. Not just successful man, but to faithful man. Faithful to what? Faithful to God through the storms of life. The ones that made it to the other side. They didn't go down in the storm. Amen? Ladies and gentlemen, when you're faithful, it creates a capacity on the inside of you to live large. To live larger than yourself. In other words, he said, entrust these truths to those who have the capacity to live a large life. That's what a relentless spirit does. It increases your capacity for more of God. God wants us to have a great capacity for the things of God. And I believe that God wants to show himself strong to us in the midst of everything that we do. Strong to us as we follow him. Yes. Amen? Yes. But I also believe that he will not come to those who act like they don't need him. A lot of people out there puffed up. There's a lot of people in the pulpit that are just puffed up. They're puffed up full of themselves. My God, I believe God is looking for a people that believe that he is the only one that can satisfy. God is not blessing us so the blessing can satisfy us. That is a misteaching in the body of Christ. People have put weight on the blessing. God blesses you so you can be a kingdom distributor. But it's only Jesus that satisfies. It's the living water that he told the woman at the well. He said, if you drink of this water, I will give you something that will satisfy you. The only thing God said about the blessing is it will add no sorrow. Because how many knows a lot of people out there in the world with blessing, they have a lot of sorrow. They got money, but they got a lot of problems. Listen, when we begin to recognize that God wants us to live large, and we get this relentless attitude, then all of a sudden God can begin to work in our life. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to accommodate failure. Let me try that again.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
You don't have to accommodate failure. You don't have to accommodate disappointment. Because when I develop relentless faith, I never give up. Amen. I fight for what I believe. Come on, somebody. You got to fight for what you believe. Here's what he said after he says, entrust this to faithful men. Then he says this. He says, be diligent. Verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Well, what does that mean? Well, this is what it means. There's a big difference between being accepted by God and being approved by God. Well, this is what it means. There's a big difference by God because they've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But how many of you here today understand God's not mad at you? He's not disappointed with you. He'll take you just like you are. He'll take you out of the middle of your mess and he'll work on cleaning you up. That's what he does. That's why you're accepted by God. There are workmen that are accepted, but they're not approved of. Listen, folks, we must never come to believe that just because we have a crowd, just because we're poking the devil in the eye, that God always approves of what we're doing. When we fool ourselves into believing that if we have a full church and we have a lot of money in the bank, then that's a sign that God approves of what we're doing, then we're making a big mistake. He said, no, you need to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, I want you to be diligent. In other words, I want you to work at this thing. I want you to stay on this thing. Don't play with it. Don't coddle it. I want you to put effort into the call of God that I put on your life. Don't dismiss it. My God. You know, in a chaotic world, in a society that really has no morals, in a generation where truth is not absolute, listen to me, folks. There's no black or white anymore. Everything's become gray. And God is saying, in the middle of this gray culture of compromise, I want you to be diligent. I want you to be my spokesman, my man, my woman, my workman who knows how to rightly divide the word of truth. I want you to be able to stand up in the face of the world that thinks it's intellectual, to stand up in the face of those that have been trained in the finest universities of America, to stand up to somebody that thinks they have all the answers. He said, I'm looking for men and women who are not intimidated by college professors, who are not intimidated by intellectuals, who have not gone crazy on some stupid ideology, who don't believe the things of the world, who believe the things of the world. I'm looking for people that have been in my book, who have studied my word, who know how to rightly divide the word of truth. They know how to slice and dice the truth. That's what I'm looking for. I watch preachers become intimidated because people ask questions they don't know how to answer. Let me pray on that for 4 days, brother. Answer. Sometimes people come around to a church because, you know, they got influence or they got wealth or they got status. They'll come around, and because of that, the pastor will start backing off. They just start getting real friendly with the person of influence. Come on, that's going on all over this country, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. Let them go. If I lose their tithe, it don't bother me at all. Huh? We'll make it without them. I'm determined. I'm determined. We're going to poke him in the eye. I've seen churches where, well, if you're going to speak in tongues, let's do it on Monday night. Let's do it on Monday night because we don't want to speak in tongues on Sunday morning because, you know, there might be some folks there that don't quite understand it. No. If they're there, God sent them there because he wants to teach them something. It's a divine opportunity and a divine appointment from the Holy Ghost. Amen? So what happens is a lot of people become intimidated by the culture that we're called to. We get intimidated by it. The same culture that we've been called to change. I think I shared this with you before. But have you seen that? Have you seen Oprah on YouTube? Where, you know, the Church of Oprah. You ever seen that? Church of Oprah. YouTube Church of Oprah. When you get a chance. Go watch it. And I'm not picking on Oprah. Oprah's a nice lady. Oprah's done a lot of good things. But I'm talking about what Oprah said publicly. This is what, we might as well go ahead and acknowledge that Oprah's our, you know, the America's pastor anyway. Right? It's not Joe Osteen or Rick Warren or Billy Graham, Franklin Graham. It's Oprah. There's guys all across this nation standing in the pulpit and people call them pastor, but they get their lifestyle cues from Oprah and Dr. Phil. Come on, somebody help me. I'm telling the truth. They'll come to church and go, that sounds good. Then they'll go home and listen to Oprah and go, well, Oprah makes more sense. My God, come on, amen. I'm telling you the truth. Oprah's their pastor, amen. Listen, I'm not mad at Oprah. I'm happy. I'm happy I can stand here and tell you the truth about Oprah this morning. This woman stood up on a show and said that people that are Christians are mentally imbalanced. Mentally imbalanced. She's throwing all of her money and all her support behind the idea that there are many ways to get to heaven. There are many ways to get to God. And she says that people that believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven are mentally limited. Touch somebody and say, I think I'm mentally limited. You know why people believe that? Because the Church of America looks just like the Church of Hollywood. We got showboating going on in the pulpit. We got divas. Come on, somebody help me. My God. We got everything in the church that they got in Hollywood. We're just a cheap copy with less money trying to do what Hollywood's doing. My God. Amen. Say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? Because the divorce rate's just as high in the church as it is in the world. Sin abounds in the church just like it abounds in the world when it ought not. Come on, verse 15 says, he said, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then he goes on to say, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. The more you run your mouth, the more ungodly you become. And the message will spread like cancer. These two guys, Hymenaeus and Philetus, he said, those are the guys that are doing the same thing. They've strayed from the faith. They're teaching something that ain't even the gospel anymore. They're like Oprah. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. People do not get into all kinds of deception unless there are teachers that teach the deception. He said, these men have taught things that are in vain, profane, idle babblings. And because of it, men have drifted away from the faith. They're believing something that's not entirely true. You know, I tell you what, man. I believe we're doing everything we can do. We use the best advertising. We go after government money. We go after school scholarships. We're doing everything we can do to get Jesus to people, and I think that's the right thing to do. But I never want to be a church that uses the world's strategies and the cultural influences over spiritual things. The church is not a business. Did you hear me? I said the church is not a business. And I understand that the administrative part of a church runs like a business, but I want to just declare to you that the church is not a business. The church is a living organism that is empowered by Jesus Christ, and it flows in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We might have a cross. We might have a crowd inside, but that don't make it a church. A church is a place where Jesus is alive among the people and His Spirit is connected to our spirit. It's spirit to spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. His Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the sons of God. We're His children. And because we're His children, we minister to others. You didn't know you was an adoption agent, did you?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.